This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers. All right, we're playing as Sir Croakington, and it's time to do Proving Grounds 3, which we have been putting off for quite a while. Because usually you do it a lot earlier in your adventurous career, but not this time. Proving Grounds 3, Shadow Over Stonegate. A darkness has settled upon the eastern town. Tyson Town of Stonegate, the town's protector, a man by the name of Garwin Silverfoot, seeks the aid of an adventurous hero. So that's Shadow Over Stonegate. You're part one, arrival in Stonegate. You arrive in Stonegate, eager to learn what lies behind the desperate summons that have brought you here. Part one is... The chapter is The Lurker. Let us begin. It is late afternoon when you arrive in Stonegate, beneath a pale, cloudless sky, with just a hint of winter's breath in the brisk autumn wind that pushes at your back. Your journey to the eastern Tyson town was undertaken at the behest of its protector, a man by the name of Garwin Silverfoot. A letter from Garwin, that reached you via courtier nearly a week ago, spoke of a dire problem besetting the town that he has been entrusted to protect. Well met at last, smiles Garwin, as you introduce yourself to him in the town meeting house. He meets you in a shoulder cross and profoundly expresses his gratitude for your hasty arrival. More troublesome days I cannot remember, he says, his tone becoming grim. And that includes the goblin raids 3 years ago this very week. A darkness settles over this place, Sir Croakington, and I should be most glad of any help that you can provide. Your reputation is one that speaks for itself. I am no stranger to your grand list of accomplishments. I only pray that time is still on our side. You ask Garwin about the nature of the trouble afflicting Stonegate, and a look of relief passes over his face, as if he is glad to have had you breach the heart of the matter. The dead walk among us, he says flatly in response. Intrigued by Garwin's admission of the nature of the trouble afflicting Stonegate, you listen carefully as he relates to you in detail the recent events that prompted him to seek you out. You learn that over the last couple of weeks, people in Stonegate began reporting strange sightings in and around the town. Several attested to seeing a tall rider in a ragged cloak on the back of an armoured steed, on or about the roads leading out of town, he says. Others claim to have witnessed skeletons and similar ghoulish creatures stalking through the forest just after dusk. The accounts were too numerous to discount. It wasn't to a group of my own militia engaged a band of fleshless warriors making their way along the main thoroughfare that the grim reality of what we faced was made plain to all. Since the incident on the thoroughfare, the sightings and encounters have become more frequent, says Garwin. This unholy tide rises from somewhere nearby, as I am able to figure it, but I'm afraid their timing and purpose remain a mystery to me. Your interest is further piqued by when Garwin tells you that many of the sightings encounters have coincided with the appearance of a ghastly figure in various places in and around the town. He's quick to say he's not yet seen the figure, but he has no reason to doubt an even halfway credible story. For the figure hasn't yet harmed anyone. It's been dubbed the Lurker, he says, and it's certainly the mainstay of local prattle this last couple of weeks. Most seem to think it's the source of the undead affliction, though honestly, I don't know what could be made of it. Nothing good, I wager. Garwin pauses and leans heavily on the edge of the wooden table. The age is upon us, we are told time and again. And while I don't blindly subscribe to such prophecies, I can't deny these strange times we find ourselves in. I'll be more willing to give a thought to such vague tellings if they somehow brought me peace of mind. Sadly, they do not. Strange times, Sir Crokington. Strange times indeed. Garwin is silent for a moment as he faces the window that looks out upon the Stonegate's main thoroughfare. He turns to him and is about to speak, when suddenly the meeting house door flies open. A young man, breathing hard, his face bathed in sweat, bursts into the meeting house and earnestly addresses Garwin. The Lurker! He manages between wagging breaths. In the cellar of the inn! Garwin attempts to calm him and asks if he actually saw the Lurker himself. The young boy replies he has, and his face grows ashen as he recounts the brief encounter, as if he was recalling a moment of dire terror. Let's get to the inn, Sir Crokington, this is Garwin, turning a flashing concerned look at you. The young man's eyes widen the moment Garwin speaks your name and stares at you in disbelief. Sir Crokington, he said incredulously. That's what the Lurker said to me. The last thing I heard as I fled out the cellar was your name. The Lurker asked me to find you and bring you back to the inn, but how did... Never mind any of that, Lanier, says Garwin, calling the young man by name. Wait here and collect yourself. Come, Sir Crokington, let's go to the inn. Following closely behind Garwin, you rush past Lanier and out of the meeting house. You move briskly along the town's main thoroughfare towards Steadmore Inn. As you ponder this abrupt, unsettling turn of events, you can't help but feel that your arrival in Stonegate has not gone unnoticed. The inn's proprietor, Tubrig Steadmore, stands outside his establishment with a small crowd of patrons, and when you approach, he tells Garwin, "Okay, still in the cellar." Garwin nods, and not wasting any time, the two of you stride into the cellar and descend into its cellar. At first, you can make out nothing in the gloom, but your eyes gradually adjust to the dim light. You're able to perceive a tall, shadowy figure standing against the far wall. The figure suddenly stirs and moves slowly towards you, stepping clearly into view. Stepping before you is a lanky, gaunt-faced woman, those sunken, decayed features and pale, white skin betray her as no member of the living. Filthy rags cling to her bone-thin flame, and only a few strands of thin, long black hair dangle from her rotting scalp. You find yourself unable to draw your gaze from her hollowed eye sockets, which seem transfixed upon you, for you are certain they can no longer render sight. She steps closer and nods. The boy has done well to fetch you, she says, a voice like that of a young woman, seemingly devoid of any relation to her state. I'm here against my own better judgment, for even in death I know. Fear, Sir Crokington. I don't have long, so listen well. You nod, acknowledge what you said, but remain wary. Garwin says nothing and stays several steps back. Out of the corner of your eye, you can see the hand wasting on the hilt of his sword. This place is the site of an invasion, she continues. They pour into this world through a portal from a dark realm you do not know, the name of which I shall not give life to here. A nameless demon, a wicked minion of a powerful and terrible master, leads the incursion. The demon is without name, but not without power, and great cunning. He is to be feared, and yet he must be defeated at all cost. A gaunt figure continues to speak, and you listen intently, seeking meaning in her every ominous word. A path of shadow serves to bridge time and space between the demon's realm and this world, she says. He must find and close this portal before the tide that flows through is such that it cannot be stemmed. There is precious little time. The figure takes several steps back towards the far wall, receding into the shadows as she slowly retreats. The darkness that has found its way here. Here will never rest and will not be sated by a single conquest, she says. She continues to retreat. The shadows will lengthen and slowly consume all they survey. Be wary, Sir Croakington, for the demon can assume many guises. Trust in yourself above all else. I have spoken too long. Go now. The ghastly being disappears into gloom as the far wall is soon lost from sight. You and Garin quickly search the cellar, but find no trace of you. Well, now I never thought it would. Garin stops in mid-sentence as several shouts and an unmistakable ding of battle ring out from above. You dash up the cellar steps and charge out of the inn, with Stonegate's protector following rapidly on your heels. A chaotic scene greets you on the thoroughfare outside the inn. Six members of the town militia engage in a brutal fight with a hulking, hooded figure clad in leather armour. Two of the militia lie dead, victims of the deadly double-bladed axe wielded by their sizeable foe. You charge to the aid of the beleaguered militia, and as you near the fray, the dark figure turns to face you, betraying the fleshless head covered by its dark hood. As you dodge the first of your enemy's savage strokes, you boldly engage the towering skeletal warrior. It's a large axe-wielding skeleton begin combat. The towering skeleton swipes you with his axe. Savage blow for 13 damage and then 6 damage. And now it is slain. Oh, I'm using Tiara's staff against it, so I'm even more overpowered against it. The 12 XP. A splintering of bone signals the defeat of your foe as the massive skeleton crashes to the ground at your feet. You turn to find that Garin and 3 of the town's militia are engaged in a fight against 5 sword-wielding skeletons. Before you can rush in the direction of the roiling melee, a piercing shriek to your right makes your blood run cold. You spin in the direction of the terrifying sound. Hurtling through the air towards you is a gruesome apparition. Its phantasmal arms outstretched as it bears down upon you with unnerving speed. It's a shrieking phantasm. You swing. The shrieking phantasm reaches out for you, and I've had quite enough of these undead, so I've gone into battle rage. And it is slain. 13 XP. With the final enraged shriek, the terrifying phantasm dissipates into thin air, and you quickly turn and rush to the aid of Garin and the militia. As you near the melee, 2 of the skeletons leave the fray and stride forward to meet your rapid advance. 2 skeletons. The skeletons hiss as they attack. They deal you a brutal blow for 9 damage, and they are now slain. 2 XP, all to staves. As quickly as it began, the raging battle in Stonegate's main thoroughfare is over. 3 of the militia are dead, and Garin has been badly wounded. You help bear him into the inn, and Tilbrig Steadmore immediately sends for a local hero. Quite an introduction to our fair town, Sertzgarin as he lies on the floor of his inn, of the inn, his head propped up on a pile of cloth. His tunic is soaked with blood, betraying the deep wound that crosses his torso just below the garment. You tell him not to speak, and conserve his strength for when the healer arrives. You sense that he will survive the wound. But you have no doubt that Stonegate's protector has been effectively taken out of action for at least the next small while. You promise Garmin that you do all you can to see the shadowy menace threatening Stonegate is vanquished. He beckons you to lean over him, and much to your surprise, he reaches up and meets you in a shoulder cross. "We cannot lose this fight, Sir Crokington," he says, wincing as he speaks. "I've already dispatched word to Talonus about what is transpiring here. However, there is no guarantee that our plea will be acknowledged with due haste, or that any resulting help would arrive in time. For the time being, I fear this fight is ours alone, or more aptly, yours alone. At least for a little while. You again reassure him of your commitment to defeating the evil that assails his town, and he smiles bleakly before closing his eyes in an effort to ward off the intense pain that racks his body. The healer arrives and begins to tend to Garin. Use this opportunity to take your leave and slip out of the inn. Outside the inn, there is no longer any sign of battle. The militia, helped by a handful of the town's residents, have taken away the bodies of the fallen and cleared away the gruesome remains of the defeated undead. Your eyes drift along the thoroughfare, following its broad path to the edge of sight, where a tall line of trees signals the start of the dense wood that surrounds the town. Something inexplicable tells you it is there, in the deep of the forest, the answers to many questions you have lie in wait. Coupled with this is the sense you are about to embark on a dangerous course in which there is no turning back. It is a starkly sobering thought. It only serves to strengthen your resolve. With the late afternoon gradually turning into dusk, you make your way back into the inn, vowing to set out at dawn's first light and find out what you can about the evil that threatens Stonegate. The time has come to take the fight to the enemy. And that finishes this scenario for 16 XP to general. Because of course you always get tiny bits of experience at the start, but they start to pick up as you get deeper. And this is one of your earlier proven grounds, so the awards are just... The XP awards are generally smaller. Alright, Amongst the Graves is the next scenario. The first light of dawn finds you making your way out of Stonegate, heading for an ancient graveyard just east of town, set atop a steep rise known as Lookout Ridge. You spend your first night in Stonegate in the common room of Steadmore Inn, conversing with the other patrons, and learning as much as you could about the local geography and folklore. According to those you have spoke with, many of the sightings of the undead have occurred around Lookout Ridge. When you learned about the ancient graveyard that crowns its summit, you decided there would be no better place to begin your hunt. Well, I guess if you are a necromancer, because I assume they probably have some necromancers among their forces, if they have all these skeletons, you're going to go, well, might as well go to the cemetery, see if I can find anyone. Of course, they've got skeletons there as well, presumably. But, well, you never know. You might as well have a look. The graveyard atop Lookout Ridge is indeed a lonely, desolate place. Following an overgrown, stony path, you cautiously skirt the edge of the forgotten cemetery. Your eyes and ears alert for any sign of danger amidst the ancient grave markers and monuments. As you near the north side of the hill, you spot a tall, robed figure striding through the greys off to the right. The figure suddenly stops and turns to face you, throwing back its hood to reveal the face of a beautiful young woman. Oh no! beautiful young women. That's the sort of thing that monsters transform themselves into. The woman smiles and bows cautiously. What brings someone up to this sort of place before the sun is even fully up? She asks. Oddly enough, you find yourself unable to respond to a simple inquiry. Your eyes lock with hers, and you're instantly transfixed by a lure that you perceive is more than merely superficial. You find yourself inexplicably drawn to her, trying to serve and protect her, prepared to abandon your own life in the pursuit of any end she would command you to undertake. For a brief moment, the flesh of the beautiful face that's captivated you in every sense melts off the bone, revealing protruding mandibles and bulbous black eyes of a grotesque insect. Ooh, he's trying to get kind of lure me in too. The terrifying sight quickly fades, replaced by the familiar, enchanting visage that continues to enrapture. Come, Sir Croakington, she says, a smoothing, lilting voice awoking your will. There is much yet to be done. Don't you wish to help me? Even as your wet legs begin to involuntarily carry you across the graveyard towards her, you become acutely aware of the immediate peril you face. Instinctively, your mind and spirit take over, waging a desperate battle against the icy psychic fingers that savagely claw at your psyche, picking a number. Bonus of 40. 20 from mind, 20 from spirit. And I don't know how high a number I need to pick, so just pick now. 129. Only 10 yards from the woman, a series of stabbing pains shoot through your skull, ravaging every fibre of your being. You cry out in agony and stagger slightly, but manage to maintain your footing as your mind and spirit ward off the more devastating effects of the attack on your psyche. 6 damage points. But it could have been a lot worse. Impressive, Sir Croakington, says the woman, her enchanting voice having lost none of its bewitching lilt. In death, you shall indeed prove useful to me. Woman raises her arms, with all her round your skeletal hands erupt from the dirt. Earth as the long buried dead claw their way out of their eternal west, prepared to carry out the bidding of their new master. Hey! These people have got buried in a crown expecting to have a nap. Having shaken off the lingering effects of the powerful assault on your psyche, you prepare yourself to face the horde of fleshless undead, now advancing towards you from all sides. You quickly find yourself surrounded, fighting for your life against the vile creatures of the clawing, fleshless horde. I think these are just unarmed skeletons, because they're just... Caught just scared and you just found. No preparation. So just common skeletons. He's making up for it with sheer numbers. The skeletons hiss as they attack and are slain. 2 XP. A large pile of bones at your feet is all that remains of the skeletal foes. The clattering horde continues to press in on you from all sides. You quickly find yourself surrounded, fighting for your life against the vile creatures of the clawing, fleshless horde. 7 skeletons this time. This is your attack, and they are slain. 5 XP. A large pile of bones at your feet is all that remains of your skeletal foes. The clattering horde continues to press in on you from all sides. You quickly find yourself surrounded, fighting for your life against the vile creatures of the clawing, fleshless horde. 9 skeletons! The skeletons hiss as they attack. And a slain. 5 XP. A large pile of bones is all at your feet is all that remains of your skeletal foes. The clattering horde continues to press in on you from all sides. You quickly find yourself surrounded, fighting for your life against the vile creatures of the clawing, fleshless horde. Now it's 10 skeletons! They just keep coming in bigger and bigger numbers. They hiss as they attack, but they are still slain. 5 XP. A large pile of bones is all that remains of your skeletal foe. With a growing undead horde pressing on you from all sides, you start towards the world's woman, hoping to defeat this unholy summoning at its source, before you are overwhelmed by sheer numbers. The woman laughs, and, much to your horror, you find the signs of your foe transfixed by a melodic, enchanting voice. Your mind and spirit struggle against a powerful suggestion that seeks to keep you from wishing to harm her. Picking a number. Bonus of 40. 20 from mind, 20 from spirit. Pick now. 118. Your mind and spirit prove to be a match for the powerful suggestion that has attempted to govern your actions. Free from its paralyzing effects, you rush forward to attack the woman, hoping to stop the undead summoning at its source. The moment you draw within range of the world woman, she flashes you a fang smile and throws her arms into the air as she slumps into a heap on the ground. You step forward, preparing to strike her dead, but to your surprise, there's no body to be found within the pile of black robes. A cacophony of clattering rises into the air. The skeletons she summoned simultaneously collapse where they stand, abruptly return to their familiar silent rest. Ugh, it's going to take a long time to bury them all again. But fortunately, Sir Crowhutton isn't going to have to do that because he's too busy fighting other undead. And honestly, I think everyone else is too, you know, in peril to do that. But eventually, we're going to have to bury them all again. Yeah, because... you know, it's the Swithikionian thing to do, or something like that. You warily cast your gaze about, half expecting to see her standing in a silver spot, but nothing stirs amidst the graves of this ancient burial ground. You're about to turn and leave the graveyard when suddenly you spot something that arouses your interest. Buried in a mossy encampment to the west, the stone door equipped. What intrigues you, however, is the fact that the door stands ajar. It appears to be recently opened. You make another cautious look around you, making certain you are still alone, before making your way into the open crypt. Alright. Presumably, this is either... if I was leaving an undead invasion, I'd probably do something in a crypt. Anyway, 64 XP to general concludes that scenario.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The next part is called The Quipt, and it only has one scenario. Following your initial encounter in the graveyard atop Lookout Ridge, you discover an open quipt, wary of the danger that might lurk within, but eager to take the fight to the undead invaders. You boldly enter the ancient tomb. And we begin. The earth around the open quipt door bears the mark of recent foot traffic. Where the fact you could be stepping into a teeming nest of undead, well, I've got Jara's staff for that. You cautiously pull open the door and slip into the musty confines of the ancient tomb. But the smell of damp earth permeating these ancient passages is almost overpowering. Behind you stands the open door that leads out into the crypt. What if I exit the crypt? I fully restore my SP, but not your level reserve. You stand in the graveyard atop Lookout Ridge before the entrance to the ancient crypt. Enter the crypt. Alright, you proceed with extreme caution along the passage of this ancient crypt. Your eyes and ears alert for any sign of danger. I started off in the northeast corner. I quickly turn to the eastern side, going along the eastern side. The clattering of many bones signals the arrival of an unwelcome host of undead warriors. A small band of skeletons lurches out of the darkness ahead. The fleshless undead hiss loudly as they stalk along the passage towards you. It's 8 skeletons. They hiss as they attack, and they are slain. 5 XP. You pause to rest following the encounter before once again setting off through the crypt. Alright, making my way. Oh, something's turned up. A group of armoured skeletal warriors strides into view along the passage, their bony fingers clutching the hilts of their rusty blades. Alright, they've got some of the more advanced skeletons as well. In unison, the clattering band turns and starts towards you, their fleshless limbs clattering loudly in the silence that fills the musty tomb. These are bone badesmen, and they have a lore book linked. These undead swordsmen were once highly skilled warriors when they walked among the living, and somehow that they keep the skill when they're dead somehow. I don't know how that works. I'm not a necromancer. Begin combat. The skeletal warriors slash at you with their rusty swords, and they are now slain. 4 XP and some loot. Oh, and 6 gold. You step back from the pile of bones now littering the floor of the passage and admire your handiwork. After taking a few moments to catch your breath, you once again set off through the crypt. The clattering of bones signals the arrival of an unwelcome host of undead. You steel yourself for a violent encounter as your enemy emerges from the shadows. Just 2 skeletons. Bash. 2 skeletons. Knocked them out in 2 blows. So presumably I got 1 skeleton with each blow. Kapoof! Bash. Knock off the head. Bash. Knock off the head. Where it hits against the ceiling of the crypt and smashes to pieces. Sorry about that. But, you know, you're possessed by evil spirits, so you really couldn't be any more desecrated than you already were. So, fine. 2 XP. After taking a few moments to rest following the fight, you once again set off on your way through the crypt. Alright. Investigate the southeast corner. Nothing there. There's a little alcove along the south side. There's an alcove there. Nothing there. Alright. Keep going along the south side. A clattering of bones signals the arrival of an unwelcome host of undead. You steel yourself for a violent encounter as Yurini emerges from the shadows. Three skeletons. They hiss as they attack, and they are slain for 2 XP. After taking a few moments to rest following the fight, you once again set off through the crypt. Alright, two skeletons this time, just going to quick combat them. 2 XP and 6 gold, and terrible loot. Four skeletons this time. There's not many skeletons, you can do better than that. I see, you might as well not even bother unless you've got 10 skeletons. Your progress along the passage comes to a halt when you find yourself confronted by a large group of spear-wielding skeletons marching along in rigid formation. Upon catching sight of you, the skeletons break rank and surge forward to attack. Oh, you broke rank! Oh, you silly buggers! I mean, if you'd stay in formation and, you know, taking advantage of the narrow passage of this crypt, I'd have no way to get to you, because there'd be a bunch of spear points in the way. But now you've broke rank, I can just go round you. Yes, you silly there. You don't break rank! That's why you have formations! So there's no way to get to you that doesn't involve going through the pointy bits! But now I can go round the pointy bits! Or I can go over the pointy bits! And under the pointy bits! Well, yeah, you broke rank! You silly, silly buggers! Ah, it's like The necromancies, you're wrong. They trained you how to fight as a people, but not as a, individually, but not as a group. Ah, you're screwed up. Anyway, you're slain. 5 XP. The last skeleton crumples to the ground at your feet, but you quickly find yourself facing an even graver menace. Striding out of the darkness ahead is a tall helm skeleton wielding a rusty mace. The towering bone figure quickly moves to engage you, hissing viciously as it draws within melee range. Skeletal commander, you didn't keep your skeletons in order. They broke rank, and they made it very easy for me to smash them. So I'm going to smash you for being a bad commander and also being with the forces of evil. So I have 2 reasons. Skeleton commander viciously strikes at you. Yes, I'm so enraged you didn't use your command your skeletons properly. Yeah. Anyway, it's this slay. 13 XP. Oh, and some loot too, which I will be selling later, off mic, of course, because that's kind of boring. You step over the shattered remains of the skeletons and once again move off along the passage. Alright, there's another little alcove near the southwest corner. Nope, nothing there. Oh, five bone bladesmen. Alright, they slash at you with their swords. And a bit more loot and 5 XP. Alright, I'm now sort of going up the western side. You're startled by the sudden appearance of a large group of skeletons. The clattering band of undead emerge from the shadows of the passage, the foremost of their ranks holding aloft a wooden pole bearing a tattered standard. The grimy cloth hanging from the pole bears an unknown faded insignia. The undead hiss wildly as they catch sight of you. They immediately surge forward and attack. It's 12 skeletal soldiers! They've even got a banner! Begin combat. I swing my staff at my enemy and I must have knocked off about 7 of them. I got knock it off, it knocked down another one. And another couple there. And now knock down however many's left. Down they all go. 6XP. Modest loot. The last of the skeletons topples over, joining the remains of his undead kin in a pile of bones that lie at your feet. After taking the next few moments to check over your equipment and catch your breath, you once again set off through the crypt. Alright. Okay, I've twisted round to the near the north side again. I can go east where there's a T junction, and north where there's a T. Well, there's an alcove. Okay, north there's a T junction, and east there's an alcove off the side. I'll go east first. Okay, it's 11 skeletal soldiers again. The undead battalion hiss wildly as they catch sight of you. Immediately surge forward and attack. 11 skeletal soldiers, they hiss as they attack. And they are slain for another 6 XP. And some more loot. Oh, 15 gold. There's no time to admire your handiwork. The moment the last of the skeletons crumples to the floor, you find yourself confronted by a new foe. 4 armoured skeletons, wielding a variety of weapons, emerge from the shadows and instantly set upon you, hissing wildly as they savagely attack. This is 4 bone bladesmen. Begin combat. The skeletal warriors hiss at you with their... slashes you with their rusted swords. They're probably hissing as well, because apparently skeletons like doing that. Anyway, they're slain. Or people like making skeletons like doing that. Alright, yeah, 10 gold, 5 XP. The silence follows your victory over the skeletons. Leaning up against the wall of the passage, you allow yourself a moment's rest before once again setting off through the musty crypt. Okay. I found 2 skeletons at the end of the eastern passage. And some gold. Five skeletons. Yeah, I'm going to have hundreds of skeletons defeated by the time I've done with this. Your pulse quickens as you step into a small chamber, in the centre of which swirls a wide, inky black vortex. You instantly recognise the spinning portal to be a shadow path. The vortex emits a low, pulsing sound that fills the chamber, its powerful kindreds rhythmically rattling your teeth. Suddenly, your eyes are drawn to the centre of the shadow path. Something is emerging from the portal. Alright, shadow paths. They lead to somewhere in the Neverwall Realms, where things from other dimensions can just come here. Often bad things. I mean, theoretically, someone could open a shadow path to the realm of fluffy puppies and Belgian buns. But if they did, they didn't tell us how to do it. So yeah, I'm sure there's probably some. There are some nice places. There's that place with the paleo bread man. That's a pretty nice place, you know. Other than the devourers, but I mean, the paleo bread man. Okay, the ones there. Other ones aren't so good, as we saw in Proving Grounds too. But anyway, we know. That this shadow path opens to a bad place because we've been fighting all the things that have come out of it. Possibly directly, or maybe they've been spirits that have possessed the dead. Probably a bit of both. Something is emerging from the portal. A small host of skeletal beings emerge from the shadow path and step silently into the chamber. The new arrivals immediately turn their empty gazes in your direction and start towards you, their bony fingers clutching the hilts of their decaying blades. 8 skeletal soldiers. the hiss as they attack. And I swing my staff. Alright, yep, they are slain. 5 XP. Some loot. Having defeated the vicious group of undead, you promptly turn your attention to the swirling shadow path. You stand before the inky black vortex of the shadow path. Now and again, tines of blue energy leap across its swirling breath, momentarily illuminating the small chamber with flashes of lurid azure light. You realize you must find a way to close the portal if you shall stem the tide of undead. Using this as gate into the world. Now, I could close the shadow path with gating, but what happens if I just say, please continue? You realise that you currently have no means at your disposal of closing the shadow path. A strange sensation comes over you, and inexplicably you find yourself believing that the means to effect the closing of the portal lie within reach somewhere within the crypt. Unnerved by the eerie feeling, you head back to the north to further explore this ancient tomb. Well, alright, let's try the north passage. 3 skeletons block my path, but not for long. 2 XP. 5 bone blade. A group of armoured skeletal warriors strides into view along the passage, their bony fingers clutching the hilts of their rusted blades. In unison, the ghastly band turns and starts towards you, their fleshless limbs clattering loudly in the silence that fills the musty tomb. 5 bone bladesmen. They slash at you with their rusty swords. And they are slain. 5 XP. And a club. A sturdy club. And 16 gold. You step back from the pile of bones, now littering the floor of the passage, and admire your handiwork. After taking a few moments to catch your breath, you once again set off through the crypt. Okay. West side of the T-junction, east side of the T-junction. Advancing along the passage in your direction is a cloaked skeleton. The vicious undead catches sight of you and hisses sharply and draws a rusty longsword. I can retreat, but I'm not the sort of person who retreats from skeletons. Attack the skeleton. As you rush along the passage towards the cloaked skeleton, the creature raises its clenched fist into the air and instantly becomes engulfed in a ball of flame. With a loud hiss, the skeleton hurls the ball of fire at you. You must have quick lever to avoid the hurtling spear of flame. So I can use fortification, or I could dodge. Fortification. Succeeded. 16 XP to fortification. The fireball smashes into the invisible barrier you've erected, exploding into a shower of sparkles that momentarily illuminates the passage. You lower your shield and charge the cloaked skeleton, hoping to reach your enemy before it can unleash another fiery attack. The cloaked skeleton hisses viciously as you draw to within melee range. The fleshless creature cuts a deadly arc with its rusty longsword as it steps forward to meet your advance. Perhaps all these various other skeletons should have, held me up while you bombard me with the fireballs. Oh, well. Well, if I do give you tactical advice, it will be just before I destroy you. Cloaked skeleton. The cloaked skeleton slashes at you viciously. Alright, a powerful surge of negative Neville energy washes over your foe for 8 damage. That's my special. From Jaro's staff. And it's just slain. 38 XP. A final ragged hiss escapes from the gaping mouth of the skeleton as the vicious creature collapses into a pile of bone at your feet. You spot a curious object lying amidst a heap of bones and decide to pick it up. Shadowstone. Shadowstones are powerful, enchanted stones with the ability to close open shadow paths. Well, that's convenient. I happen to have a shadow path that I need to close right here. Like this one. They are not normally round, smooth, dark stones that fit in the palm of your hand. After taking a few moments to rest and check out the equipment, you once again set off along the path as well. Five bone bladesmen try to stop me, but not for long. They turn into three skeletons, turn into 2 XP. Five skeletons, they turn into 2 XP and some loot. Alright, something is emerging from the portal. The shadow path again. 8 skeletal soldiers, gonna quick combat them. 5 XP and some more loot. Technically, another 9 skeletal soldiers, 5 XP and some more loot. So this is an infinitely farmable loot source, but admittedly this game has plenty of infinitely farmable loot sources, so and of course you're not putting your ATs at risk by using them elsewhere. Having defeated the vicious group of undead, you promptly turn your attention to the swirling shadow path. Alright, I've got to close the portal. I could use this shadow stone I just got, or I could use my knowledge of gating, which I already had way long before I set off here. But I was just wondering what happened if you press please continue. Attempt to close the shadow path. You close your eyes and call upon your power of gating as you attempt to affect the closing of the shadow path. Attempt to channel it now. Succeeded. The heart of the shadow path ripples and sweat pours down your brow as you struggle to close the vortex with your potent summoned power. Alright, picking a number. Bonus of 130. 20 from mind, 20 from spirit, 20 from aura, and 70 from gating, which I got all the way up to level 70 a bit back. Pick now. It succeeded. Didn't even say what I drew, just that I succeeded. A bright 128 experience to gating. A bright flash of blue light momentarily fills the chamber, and the heart of the shadow path begins to swirl with renewed fervor. Suddenly, without sound, the vortex closes. The low pulsing sound fades to whisper and is gone entirely. The shadow path is no more. Alright, that's the undead invasion dealt with. That was awfully short for a Proving Grounds adventure. Usually they take multiple episodes. The first blow is delivered, sounds the eerie familiar voice of a young woman to your left. And yet the fight has hardly begun. You turn to find the gaunt figure of the lurker stepping out from the shadows at the edge of the chamber. You verily recall your encounter with the eerie being in the cellar of the Steadmore Inn in Stonegate. The ghastly figure turns to the spot above which the swirling vortex hovered only moments ago, then fixes a chilling gaze upon you. Your victory is not yet complete, issues the soft voice of the lurker. Even I have underestimated the sheer magnitude of the invasion that pours into this world. You must hurry, for the dark tide flows, and there are open doorways like this one, through which far more wicked things have passed, and shall yet pass. You try to question the gaunt figure, but she steps into the shadows and is lost from sight. Return to Stonegate at once, issues a harsh whisper. Return to Stonegate at once. Issues a half whisper from out of the gloom. The elation that came with the closing of the shadow path has been tempered by the revelation from the lurkers. This is but one point of incursion of a much wider invasion. Blimey. I mean, just one shadow path. Just one shadow path was enough to cause problems back in Proving Grounds 1, but now there's multiple. With her final words still echoing in your head, you quickly leave the chamber and begin making your way out of the crypt. A handful of undead still roam the halls of the tomb, and the few that you encounter are either easily evaded or made short work of. Probably more of the latter, because I'm not really in an evading sort of mood. A short while later, you reach the entrance of the crypt and step out into the crisp early morning air. You immediately leave the graveyard and begin your descent from Lookout Witch. The stark warning issued by the lurker is true. I have little reason to believe it is otherwise. The problem facing Stonegate is more grave than you could have possibly imagined. You find yourself hoping that Garin's plea to the powers that be in Talonus will prove fruitful. You reach the base of Lookout Ridge and head west along the road leading back to town. The sun rises rapidly at your back as you go, burning away the last misty elements of early morning and scattering the lingering shadows of departing dawn that linger over Stonegate. And that is the end of that scenario, with 128 experience to general. Alright, we've passed 50 minutes, so that should be enough. Part 3 is the Beasts of Bone. The trip back to town from Lookout Ridge looks perilous indeed. And the next scenario is called In the Company of Wolves. But, what happens then? I presume these will be skeletal wolves we'll end up fighting, because everything we've been fighting so far has been skeletons. But what exactly we will fight, we'll wait for next time. But until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.